African first ladies attending a conference on sexual health rights in Accra have pledged to do all they can to end new infections of HIV among adolescents within the shortest possible time. To achieve this feat, they have, among other things, pledged to intensify advocacy and also impressed on their government to allocate resources for the provision of comprehensive sexual and reproductive health services for adolescents. At the launch of an agenda dubbed United Continental All in Adolescent HIV Campaign, the first ladies also embossed their signatures on a banner to show their full support for the campaign, a report by Yvonne Atileko.
New infections of HIV among adolescents is now the new trend, threatening the success story of eliminating the spread of HIV and AIDS. Statistics show that every hour in Africa, 26 adolescents aged between 10 and 19 are infected with HIV, leading to an estimated 250,000 new infections in Africa alone. Girls and women are therefore the most vulnerable. This situation, according to the First Ladies, is worrying and calls for serious attention and action. First Lady Lordina Mahama, who is also the president of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OAFLA, said there is a need to demand that governments take action and make issues of HIV among adolescents a continental issue which needs urgent attention.
We need to stop new HIV infection among adolescents, especially our young women, and ensure AIDS is no longer the leading cause of death among that age group. We are committed to realizing these actions across the entire African continent. As president of OAFLA and with the support of my sister First Lady, we will intensify our advocacy. We also need all partners and stakeholders on board now. For too long, this area of intervention has suffered neglect by partners on the scale that is required.
First Ladies of Mali, Mozambique, Gabon, Sierra Leone and the others gave a rundown of what they will be doing more in their quest to end new infections of HIV among adolescents. Apart from mobilizing resources, they also pledged to empower adolescents as leaders and actors of social change and also place adolescent HIV firmly on the political agenda to spur concrete action. The First Lady of Sierra Leone, Mrs. Sia Koroma, made a significant point and urged all other First Ladies to support.
In the words of UNAIDS, our aim should be to spur concrete action and mobilize resources and lead our countries to zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, and zero AIDS-related. I will transmit your heartfelt message to my His Excellency, the President of Sierra Leone, in which, with a collective voice, you have called on him to grant a presidential assent and promulgate into law the Safe Abortion Bill 2016 that has recently been passed by Sierra Leone's parliament.
Two adolescents who are leading the campaign in their schools also added their voice to the calls of the First Ladies.
If we can reach almost all the population within a short time in relation to Ebola, is it not possible for us to do the same with the message on HIV? Yes, we can.
Let us think about this scenario deeply. Where would the 10-year-old be by the time that Agenda 2063 of the Africa Union meant to be attained? Where would the 10-year-old be by 2030 when we are supposed to end the Sustainable Development Goals? Without doubt, that 10-year-old would be an adult who should actively be contributing towards the Sustainable Development Agenda of the continent. What if that 10-year-old is left to suffer from HIV and AIDS? We would have hurt our progress and impaired our development. We are talking about a dire situation, and any intervention meant to arrest the bad situation should be supported on all fronts.
Meanwhile, a communique adopted by the First Ladies reaffirmed their commitment to end new infections of HIV among adolescents, stop mother-to-child transmission of HIV, and championing an end to child marriages.